The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Have you ever been in a position whereby you've inherited money from your parent, or do you stand to do so, that you can get €335,000 tax-free? Is that enough or not enough? Neil Richmond is our first guest, Fine Gael Junior Minister with responsibility for financial services, credit unions and insurance. And why are you and others in Fine Gael making this a pre-budget issue, the idea of raising that tax-free threshold from the very generous €335,000?
Well, I think firstly, it's worth noting that Taoiseach from Fianna Fáil's comments on this issue earlier today, where he agreed that this is a matter that is of serious concern to quite a number of people around the country. Indeed, he described it as punitive. As it stands, yes, you could inherit up to €335,000, either cash or more likely, and the vast majority of people who inherit any sum do so from the sale of a family home, before you then pay a tax of 33% and having over that. In 2009, Matt, you could inherit €542,000 before then paying a tax of just 20%. So what we're looking at is a situation that was changed in 2009, then changed again in 2012, but it still hasn't kept pace perhaps with rising property prices or anything else. And I have had a number of people contacting my office, coming in to me, as have politicians from all parties, who are getting perhaps to their autumn years, or they're starting to plan ahead, and they're genuinely worried that if I leave the family home to my child, or indeed my children, they're going to have to take out a loan, they're going to have to take out a debt just to move into that home, or else they're simply going to have to sell it on. And I think there is something now at the time where our economy is stronger than it's been in decades before, where we're looking into a budget that will have a tax package of €1.4 billion, that this should be considered by all of us in government. And certainly it's consistent with my party's policy going into the last general election, and I've no doubt will be in the next general election.
Barra Rowntree, you're director of the MSc in Economic Policy at Trinity College Dublin. What do you think of this as a use of tax revenues by the government?
I think it's a pretty strange priority at a time when, you know, we know our infrastructure is creaking, we know incomes are stagnating, and, you know, and the reason for that is because the people who would benefit from an increase in the inheritance tax threshold, as is being proposed, are a very small number of people inheriting a large amount. And you know, just to bring some facts into this, what we see is that only about 10% of those who receive a substantial inheritance, which is already a minority of the population, get over 335,000. So it's only about 3% of households who end up paying inheritance tax at all, and they only pay inheritance tax on the bit above that threshold. So what that actually means, and to put kind of into practice those kind of thresholds that the minister was mentioning, if you inherit 400,000 either in cash or as a family house, that gives rise to a tax bill of 20,000, or about 5%. So again, this is not going to benefit squeezed middle, as the minister suggested in a piece in the Irish Times last week. Rather, who it is benefiting are people who are inheriting large amounts of money and a very small number of people.
Yeah, this listener here says, if a person is lucky enough to inherit €335,000 tax-free, I think that's more than enough for anyone. Seems like anyone who wants more, politicians using this to try and get votes from the rich, Neil. Isn't €335,000 an enormous amount of money to be getting tax-free without telling them they can get even more tax-free?
It's a considerable amount of money, but what hasn't been mentioned is the vast majority of people, over 60%, who inherit wealth do so through the family home. So, as we know, the average property price is considerably more now than it was in 2009 or 2012. And when people are in a situation, also families are much smaller. So Barra previously would have referred to the four siblings inheriting a home maybe worth €1 million. But more likely that's one person now or two siblings.
No, that is not true at all.
No, sorry, I'll just finish my point, Barra. No, I didn't interrupt you.
Sorry, you made a point there, Neil, I think that Barra had not made.
Less than 5% of those aged over 65 have only one living kid. So to suggest that, you know, there's a load of single kids who are inheriting the average family home and paying tax is just not true. And it's a disingenuous and dishonest way of representing the debate. Yes, property prices have risen, but that does not mean that the people who are paying property tax are those who are inheriting the average family home. That's just not the case, and it's disingenuous to suggest so.
Okay. Minister Neil Richmond.
Barra, if you'd actually let me finish my point before you jumping in there, we can quite see by not only the rate that property valuations are changing, and I think we can all agree the average price of a house today compared to 20 12 is completely unrecognisable, but the demographic trends in family size is changing. So I think that is an important point to make, but also Barr seems to say that this is the only priority from the government and this is the only thing that we want to do, but we have a summer economic statement.
We did that last week, so I don't want to go back on all those other issues. I want to talk about this issue only, please. Let's just talk about this as one of your priorities and not other things.
The charge was made by Barr that we don't want to somehow do something else when over €8 billion will be spent in a couple of months' time or budgeted to be spent. Whereas we have made the quite clear point that these thresholds haven't changed for a considerable amount of time. The rate hasn't changed. And bear in mind, this is on wealth, generally the family home, that has already had tax paid on it multiple times.
Okay, well, let me put that point to Barr. Barr, what about that thing that people say they've already paid their taxes to buy a house and that they feel it's unfair that having paid their taxes through their life, that in death, in trying to leave something to their family, they get taxed again?
So again, it's just not the case that tax has been paid on the vast increase in wealth and homes. And that's because we've had huge increase in the value of the family home. And that isn't tax. You don't pay capital gains tax on the principal private residence. So to say that, and again, it is correct that most of the wealth has been passed on from families as in form of the principal private residence. So it's just not true to say that this wealth has already been taxed. It has, you know, it is accrued because we haven't built enough houses under successive governments and the property prices have rocketed up. But to say it's tax just isn't true at all. And so again, I just, for me, I think it's just a very weird sense of set of priorities for a measure that would cost, you know, to increase the threshold from 335,000 per kid to 400,000 would cost 50 million. That's about the same as a cost to give free school books to every kid in the country and to stop them buying that. So that's the kind of a sense of the trade-offs that have to be made here. Because yes, the government can do multiple things, but in doing one thing, it stops itself doing something else. And that's the kind of trade-off that we're having to make here and that we should face up to. And again, I just find it a strange set of priorities at a time when we have all these demands on public services, at a time when incomes are stagnating, when core welfare payments haven't kept up with inflation, that we're talking about a tax on inherited wealth for a very, very small number of people who are inheriting far more than the average person does.
Okay, can I put it to you as well, Neil Richmond? Isn't it fundamentally unfair that we have any threshold and that there may be people competing to buy houses and you have people who have no inherited wealth, who get no gifts from their parents, who are trying to buy a house on the basis of their own earned income and they find themselves beaten out by people who get 335,000 handed to them free and for nothing?
But it's not handed to them for free. That money has been earned. That money has had tax paid on it. And if I'm a business person or if I'm a parent thinking about, well, I'm going to invest in my company, I'm going to build up my resources, I'm going to work really hard because I want, ultimately, to leave something for my children, as in my... One thing that's been lost is I'm not calling for an abolition to inheritance tax. I'm not calling for us to reverse our plan that we actually have introduced free school books to everyone up to third year and we'll continue to expand that. I'm saying that this hasn't changed since 2012 and there's an opportunity here to either change the rate or the threshold by a small amount to reward those people who have generated wealth, who have already paid tax on that wealth, to allow them pass down something else and indeed encourage them to create further wealth that will have more tax paid on it and feed into the society.
Okay, back to you, Barra Rowntree. Why is it that in this country it's not just Fine Gael that takes this position in relation to inheritance tax, but that the likes of People Before Profit and the left-wing parties are against removing the thresholds and indeed don't want property taxed?
It's a good question. I think some of it is down to people don't fully understand how the system works. People hear the 335,000 threshold and then they think, well, you know, the average home is worth 350,000, so therefore, you know, the average home is being taxed. But again, that's not how it works. How the system works is on a per beneficiary basis. There are most houses that are being left between multiple siblings, and so no one, you know, very few people get near the threshold. So I think part of it is a misunderstanding of the system, not surprisingly, because it's very complex. And, you know, one thing that we haven't talked about yet, but I think is worth mentioning is, so 335,000 is the threshold for most people where they're inheriting from parents, but we actually have a system whereby for those who are inheriting certain assets, which are agricultural assets or family business assets, the value of the asset gets written down by 90%. So what this effectively means, we're in a situation where people who are inheriting family a farm or a family business can inherit actually 3.3 million tax-free and only pay 3% above that threshold. And again, there's a reason to maybe have a reduction or to allow some people to pass on, you know, the family farm tax-free, but that's not what we allow. what we allow is for huge amounts of wealth to be passed on in the form of agricultural land, which is why you see some very large land, and wealthy people going around buying up agricultural land, because they're trying to pass it on to their kids tax-free. So, you know, we should have a proper conversation about the system of inheritance tax we have. We should address those anomalies, which I think are bigger ones than, you know, some of the ones that maybe the Taoiseach and Tánaiste drew attention today. And we should then just really think about what are our priorities, because there is competing, you know, resources. We have competing uses for resources. So we could do something, you know, with the 50 million that we would save by not increasing the threshold. You know, okay, we could do something, spend more on education in disadvantaged schools. DESH program hasn't, you know, there are many, many things we can do. And again, it's just a weird set of priorities at a time when we have creaking infrastructure and income stagnation.
Oh, okay, thank you very much, Barrow Rowntree from Trinity College Dublin and Junior Minister Neil Richmond of Fine Gael. One listener says, as a single person with no children, I feel hugely discriminated against with the current inheritance tax laws. If I leave my house to my nearest relative, they can only inherit 32,500 tax-free. Then the revenue taxes the rest at 33%.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.